He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the March 31st. It is the end of the first quarter when the bell rings today and we'll tally up the numbers. Not only is it the end of the quarter for the market, it's the end of the quarter for companies. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're giving back a little bit of the big gains that we received yesterday at the hands of the market. Right now, the Dow is down 96 points. You know, it's a real race as to whether or not it will close up for the year. As of last Friday, the Dow was basically even on the year. So we'll see whether or not the first quarter closes positive or negative. Either way, it has made very little gain, and we'll explain why here in a minute. The Dow is at 17,880. The S&P is down 9 points. That's 0.4%. The S&P is at 2,077. And as of last Friday's close, it was just barely positive. I mean, not even a percent. So we've just kind of flatlined it here in the first quarter of 2015. The NASDAQ is down 22 right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,925. Crude oil hanging around 48 bucks a barrel right now, which is really shocking considering that it was at 107 not too long ago, but at least it has stabilized here. Gold is at 1186 right now. It's also stabilized for the last several years, actually. The euro is at 1.0728, dropping again. They don't have a deal in Greece, and the Greece bond interest rates are spiking again. 10-year yield is at 1.96%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California, where we look forward to a shortened week in the market, Good Friday coming up. We'll get a rare day off in this industry. We get very few days off, so I'm checking out the fishing reports, the weather conditions, the wind conditions, see what we have. But I will be sending out the newsletter, as always, and I'll be putting a lot of work into said newsletter. And we're going to really watch going forward future numbers, because the markets trade on future expectations. And when those future expectations change one way or the other, markets react immediately. And we know that the 2009 bear market was preceded by earnings expectations starting to drop, starting to peak out. Earnings growth stopped in the S&P 500. It halted. It hit that proverbial peak, and then it started to go down. It started to descend, and when that happens, bull markets end and bear markets begin. So we will continue to watch every single week the annual earnings on the S&P 500, which have been going up now for 6 straight years. And you say, why has the market been going up for 6 years? The biggest reason is because earnings have been going up for the last 6 years. Doesn't it just stand to reason that when earnings halt going up and start to level off and start to go down, that the market will follow? Yes, it does. And that's why we'll keep our eye on that. If that's the way a stock works, when a company continues to grow their earnings, let's just take McDonald's for instance. When McDonald's earnings growth halted and started to level off, the stock halted and started to level off. Now they've got a new CEO trying to invigorate the company once again, serving breakfast all day long. Will that do it? I don't know. I think serving a better hamburger will do it. They ought to go look at a line at In-N-Out Burger around noon, or at Shake Shack back on the East Coast. They ought to look and see the line and the demand for those burgers and figure it out. You put out a good product, people are going to come. That's my opinion. But when earnings halt, when they don't grow anymore and they start to level off and they start to rescind, then the stock goes down with it. Earnings, stock prices, indexes follow earnings. Now, having said that, the first quarter of 2015 will be in the books, and we'll be watching in the coming weeks, not only for the current report of how they did over the last 3 months, but also looking to the future and the forecast and the guidance that companies give going forward. And they'll be bringing up things like the weather. That's always a good one. Well, it was the weather. You know, it's the guy that calls in sick on Monday. Either his car wouldn't start or it was the weather. All these CEOs have their litany of excuses to use, but some of them are legitimate. They'll cite the strong dollar. They'll cite low oil prices. If you're a company that drills and extracts oil out of the ground and then sells it on the open market, you've got a legitimate excuse for lower earnings this year than the same quarter last year. The product that you sell has dropped drastically in price. And that's the biggest hit to S&P earnings right now is coming from the oil patch, where many of those earnings estimates and expectations have dropped drastically. They've been cut in half, if not more. And overall, that's had a slight impact on the overall earnings for the S&P 500. The strong dollar will be another reason that they cite for a soft quarter. The strong dollar is making it difficult for us to bring back 100% of those earnings. We have to translate those earnings back into dollars, and thereby we're taking a hit. But the good news is both of these conditions are considered to be temporary. We're not going to have this this parabolic move. In fact, it looks like maybe the parabolic move in the dollar is over for now. It's starting to level off. And it also looks like the parabolic move to the downside in oil is also over for now. It's starting to level off. So we're looking for a couple of soft quarters here coming up. The quarter that ends this week and the quarter that will end on June the 30th. Those two quarters will more than likely continue to be impacted. This is where we're really going to feel it. The energy companies, the earnings from the energy companies, and the earnings from the multinational companies hit by a strong dollar. And also you've got a little bit of weather in this first quarter. Remember the ice storms in Boston and the snow piling up in Buffalo and the snowstorms in New York City and whatnot. That's also going to play into the earnings here of the first quarter. So we'll be watching companies like TJ Maxx and AutoZone and Biogen and Gilead Sciences. They'll report their earnings here in the next 3-4 weeks. Those earnings will be compared with the same earnings quarter from last year, comparable earnings. Not the last quarter, but a year ago's quarter. So we take into account seasonality. And we'll see whether companies' earnings are still growing or they're starting to level off. Not only will we compare the earnings that they report with last year's earnings, we'll also compare them with the expectations, the estimates. Did they exceed estimates? Did they meet estimates? Or did they fall short of estimates? And the stocks will react immediately. Because when a company misses estimates, unless they guide higher in the conference call, the stock is going to go down. Now, if they guide higher in the conference call and say this is a one-time phenomenon, we should be fine by the next quarter, then the stock will have little reaction. So really what these analysts and what investors are looking for is forward guidance. Forward guidance, expectations. What are your expectations? If you had a soft quarter, is it because of extraordinary events that you had no control over? If you had a soft quarter, is it temporary? Are you going to resume your growth path once you get this behind you? Or is this a trend that the company that earnings are starting to level off? And this will especially be watched very closely at the growth companies, the Chipotles of the world, the companies that are growing very quickly, the Under Armours of the world that are trading at high multiples. They're factoring in high growth. Boy, that growth better keep up, or those stocks are very, very vulnerable. So that's what we'll be watching, and in the coming weeks, I'll be reporting day by day the companies that beat, the companies that fall short, and the ones that are flourishing versus the ones that are floundering in this current economy. We'll talk about one that's flourishing when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there's a lot of companies that are flourishing right now still in this market that's been going up for 6 years and 3 weeks. The bull market has been in place. It's been helped by a accommodative Fed. The Fed remains accommodative, although the QE is over. No longer is there money printing. If you want to buy into money printing, you got to go to Europe. You got to go to Japan, where they have quantitative easing taking place, trying to revive sagging. I can't think of a better word for it than sagging economies in Europe and Japan. And it's starting to work. It's starting to kick in. And I'm seeing some opportunities in Japan. I do own Toyota, which has been doing very well recently, which is benefiting TM from the strong dollar and the weak yen. The oil stocks, they're starting to bottom out again, and they're starting to look interesting again. It all depends whether or not oil can hold this high $40 level that it's at right now. How much of a premium is built into oil prices right now because of the skirmish going on between the Saudis and Yemen? Will that be a temporary skirmish? When it's all over, will oil prices drop once again? Will they continue their descent? Because it seems to me that the supply is still way up there and the demand is still not quite there to sop up that supply. I don't like that equation. I think there's a bit of a war premium built into oil right now. And I still own one oil stock, that being Diamondback Energy, which is FANG. I sunk my fangs into Diamondback Energy a while back. I have a gain in it. I still have a one toe dipped into the oil patch. But for the most part, I continue to avoid the oil stocks until we really find out where that supply-demand equation is when there's no war going on between the Saudis and Yemen. And who knows if that war escalates on the other hand, because it is a proxy war between the Saudis and the Iranians. It's not helping the Iranians in their negotiations for a nuclear deal, is it? But it was also creating a little bit of a premium there, maybe $5 or $6 a barrel is what many people say in the oil patch. In the meantime, I'm going to stick with areas of the market that, for whatever reasons, continue to flourish. One company that I own currently in my conservative growth accounts, because it's a large cap stock. Does it pay a dividend? I don't know. It pays no dividends. This is a growth stock. This is not a value play, although I see some value there or I would not own it. And this is not an income play because it does not pay a dividend, nor is this a hot little growth, aggressive growth stock. This is a $22 billion company that owns and operates 4,984 retail auto parts stores in the U.S., Mexico, Puerto Rico, and Brazil. Boy, you can go clear to Brazil and still find an AutoZone. They offer automotive parts and accessories. I was in an AutoZone not too long ago looking for a little converter to change my cigarette lighter. Remember, it used to be called a cigarette lighter. Now it is a plug for your converter so you can run your laptop while you're traveling or run other things off of your car while you're traveling. AutoZone is headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee. I have featured AutoZone many, many times here on my radio show. Out of the 4,000 or so stocks and other items in my database, my Best Stocks Now database, AutoZone is one of only 10 trophy winners. I give it an all-star. It's in my Hall of Fame, believe it or not. Well, that's pretty unusual for an auto parts store. But you know what? I guess sometimes I don't care what's behind. I don't care what is behind the symbol, the stock symbol. The performance speaks louder than the auto parts, than the spark plugs, then the fan belts, then the drip pans, you know. Over the last 10 years, AutoZone has delivered 23% per year to investors. The market's delivered 6. The management at AutoZone has done a pretty good job for their investors over the last decade. And the stock continues to hit new highs. I wrote up AutoZone in my book back in 2011, and it's more than doubled since then. It was one of the 53 stocks that I chose at that time as a representative of a best stock now. And let's not forget that best stocks now come and go depending on the environment that we're in. Also in the book were several oil stocks back in 2011 that were flourishing, especially in the Williston Basin. They're not flourishing right now. That's because markets change. The world changes, and you have to change with the world when the world changes. But AutoZone continues to do well. You know, another amazing statistic about AutoZone, you go back to 2008 when the market was down 38.5%, AutoZone was up 16% that year. While Lexus sales were dropping and Mercedes sales were dropping and SUV sales were dropping, AutoZone sales were perking up. I think more people were keeping alive the old car, the old clunker, as opposed to going in and leasing a brand new car. AutoZone actually benefited during that period of time. Over the last 12 months, AutoZone's up another 31%. And I sent out a tweet yesterday and the last 2 days that it's breaking out once again to new all-time highs. It's now $688 per share. It was $84 per share at the bottom of the recession in 2008. It's up sevenfold, is that, since the bottom of the recession. AutoZone gets a performance grade of A- and is still currently trading at just 17 times forward earnings, which is about a market multiple, but this is a better than market stock in my opinion. They're expected to continue to grow by 13% per year over the next 5 years. The earnings next year are expected to be $40.25 per share. $40. That is very hard to find a company that's going to make $40.25 per share next year. Maybe they need to split the stock. Well, it's a $688 stock expected to make $40.25. That means it's trading at 17 times forward earnings. I have a 5-year target price on the shares of $1,155 per share. There's a lot of what-ifs between here and there. They'll be reporting earnings on, not until May, May 26. It's currently ranked number 154 out of 4,059 stocks. It is a stock that I found using my Best Stocks Now app. I had no idea that a parts store, auto parts store from Memphis, Tennessee, has been one of the greatest stocks in the market and continues to be one, hitting new all-time highs. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. But I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail. But I must use the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place. And I wonder what it's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the quarter, the first quarter of 2015. We're already one-fourth of the way through the year. And we're not expecting this quarter to knock the ball out of the park versus the same quarter last year. Because we've had two major happenings in the economy, in the markets, that will impact, hopefully temporarily, quite a few companies here in the S&P 500. Obviously, the energy stocks are going to be impacted greatly. I mean, last year at this time, oil was over $100 per barrel. This year at this time, it's under $50 per barrel. When the product that you sell is selling for a lot less than it used to, that's going to impact your bottom line big time. Now, we're hoping that maybe by next quarter, those earnings in the energy patch will finally trough, and then they'll start to pick up once again as oil prices start to rise. But there's no guarantees there. That's something we'll have to watch going forward very, very closely. We've also had one of the biggest runs in the dollar that I've seen since I've been in the business. That began in last August, September, in the fall of last year. And the dollar has gone on a run now, which has taken it clear up to new highs, 52-week highs in March. It's had a little sell-off here. Now it's starting to ascend once again. That's also having an impact. It's having an impact on all the commodity-related stocks. Steel, precious metals, iron ore, coal. You cannot make any money in commodity stocks right now. Go ahead and try. Be a contrarian. Contrarians have been wrong now for a long, long time as they continue to try to get the commodity stocks trying to pick the bottom in the commodity stocks, which have had their day in the sun in the past. The commodity stocks were some of the strongest stocks in the market, but you got to go back to 2007 during the Chinese boom when commodity prices, whether it was rebar, whether it was cement, whether it was coal, whether it was iron ore pellets, those commodity prices were soaring because the demand was so high, and then it fell flat on its face. Not only does it have that wind in its face, it also has the wind in its face of a very strong dollar, and that's going to impact this current quarter that is coming to an end. And so we're fully expecting a quarter that's not going to be an increase in earnings over the last quarter or over the last quarter of last year. And we're expecting another soft quarter, the quarter ending June the 30th. Then we're expecting earnings to begin to rebound once again as we get these two temporary stumbling blocks. That's what the thought is for now, that they're temporary, out of the way. And then we can continue to march forward as long as this economy will continue to grow and as long as earnings continue to increase. The 500 companies, the aggregate earnings of the 500 companies that make up the S&P 500, we're expected to make about $120 this year. That's the S&P 500. That compares with $118 last year. So you can see earnings are really leveling off. They are being impacted in the first two quarters of this year. Then they're expected to start increasing once again. But we will continue to watch this very, very closely because it's one of the key indicators, if not the key indicator, to the future of the bull market. And I get asked all the time, what will you do when we start to go into a bull market? Well, I can tell you what I won't do. First, I won't ride stocks down 40 or 50, 30, 25%. I won't sit there and hold on and buckle my seatbelt and white knuckle it down. I don't believe in doing that. You know, that's everybody has their style of doing things. I'm in the minority. The majority of investors will say it's best to just ride through it. Well, I'm going to look for the signs, the telltale signs that the economy is starting to contract and that earnings are starting to contract. So the first thing I will do, obviously, if you're not going to write something down, you're going to sell stocks that are no longer flourishing. The earnings are no longer growing, and they're starting to be dragged down at some point in the future by a market that's being dragged down. Secondly, I will look for opportunities. Let's not forget that one of the asset classes, when you talk about asset allocation, one of the asset classes is now inverse, right? It's very easy. It used to be kind of something that hedging was something available to sophisticated money managers through options and futures contracts and whatnot. But we can flip the switch now just like that, just like turning the light off in your living room. Turn it on, turn it off. you can flip the switch to being inverse the market. Well, not with your whole portfolio, unless it really starts to accelerate to the downside. But you can buy an inverse fund. SH is the opposite. It goes the opposite way of the S&P 500. Now, obviously, being in that for the last 6 years has not been a very good idea. There's been a few scares along the way during those 6 years where folks bought a little bit of into the inverse funds. But those inverse funds are widely available on almost anything. You can go inverse small caps, inverse emerging markets, inverse the S&P 500, inverse the NASDAQ, inverse the oil stocks, inverse the banks, inverse the technology stocks, inverse the biotech sector, which could really be a wild ride at some point in the future. Those are available to us. So in addition to raising and selling off, raising cash and selling off positions that are no longer working where trends are breaking, we'll look for breakouts to the upside in some of the inverse areas of the market. And there are a handful of stocks when the market starts to sell off. I just gave you an example of AutoZone, which was actually up in 2008, 2009. It rose to the top of the rankings because it was going the opposite way. And on a relative strength basis, it was stronger than the rest of the market. It was going positive. So was Dollar Tree. So were the pawn shops. And, you know, here and there, other stocks. So those are the opportunities. Opportunity number one, cash. Cash can't go down in value when the market's going down. Opportunity number two, inverse funds. They go up when markets go down or when sectors go down or when indexes go down. Opportunity number three, some of the companies that still hang in there and do okay. Believe it or not, the biotechs did very well in 2008. Go figure. Well, their earnings couldn't go down because most of them didn't have any earnings. I suppose that's the logic behind that. So there's, you know, look, I mean, others will ride through it. Everybody will do things a little bit differently. Some will, after the bear market has hit and things are down 40 or 50%, they'll sell at that point. They'll say, hey, we're not going to ride this down anymore. And just about the time they're selling is the time they ought to be buying in to the market because it's getting ready to come back. That's compounding a mistake, is selling at the bottom when things look the worst and not getting back in because, look, the market's tripled since the bottom of 2009. And I think there's a lot of people that followed that strategy, which is the absolute worst strategy. Waiting till it's down 35, 40% before you sell, and then selling, and then being afraid to get back in when earnings forecasts start to rise once again. When earnings finally trough, that's what happens during a bear market. Earnings troughed in 2009 at 59.95, I think, something like that on the S&P 500. And earnings on the S&P 500 have been growing ever since. But we've got to watch for that earnings S&P 500 style when those earnings finally peak out and then they start to contract once again because we don't know what kind of ride it will be on the downside. That's all I can tell you is the last ride was a 53% drop. I mean, that's got to be right up there. If you were to rank roller coasters around the country and thrill rides, you know how that cars, that little train creeps to the top and then all of a sudden your heart drops into your stomach. Yeah, that was about the last bear. So that's why we keep our antennas up at all times. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked about fundamentals a little bit and valuation of the S&P 500. Enough stocks. We talk about valuations all the time. When expectations are lowered, stocks go down. Not only do stocks go down, but indexes go down when expectations are lowered. Now, having said that, what part of the equation, where does technical analysis fit in? A lot of people think of technical analysis and looking at charts as kind of like astrology, you know, or palm reading or something like that. Well, technical analysis, generally speaking, is the very first clue, the earliest sign that something is amiss. And that's why every single week in my newsletter, I go over the technical analysis. That's part of the equation. There's the relative strength and the performance. That's one part of the equation. There's the valuation. That's another part of the equation. But the technical analysis and the way that the chart looks is the third part of the equation. And every day I look at the technical analysis, the chart, the picture that my stocks are painting on a daily basis. Everything I own, every single one, I check them daily. I check in them like a doctor with patients. I check in on my patients every single day to make sure they're still healthy, that they're still flourishing, and then they're not starting to give up the ghost, because the first place that shows up is in technical analysis. Those are the first clues that something is wrong. You know, I think when you sit down across, the doctor sits down across from you and is just inches from you, I think they can usually tell when there's something not quite right, whether it's your color, whether it's your temperature, whether it's your blood pressure, whether it's how you walk. You know, there's all kinds of early signs that something's wrong. And technical analysis, the same thing. It's the first blush. It's the first look. It's the first indication that something is amiss. That's why I deem it so important as part of my day. Someone asked me yesterday, are you an active manager? Are you a proactive manager? Are you a reactive manager? A reactive manager waits for something to go down 40, 45%, and then he reacts and does something different. You know, a proactive manager is constantly watching for something that might be amiss. And that's where the technical analysis. If you were to sit with me during the day, you would see me go through about 500 or 600 charts. I definitely go through everything I own, and then I go through things that are rising in rank or look interesting or I have my eyes on or whatnot. And you'll see on my charts that I look through, I use MarketSmith, you'll see lines that I've drawn, support levels. If it were to go below this, I would consider this to be the first sign that something is amiss. And you'll also see lines on top that are resistance, ceilings. This stock is struggling. I see a lot of companies hitting resistance right now. I see a lot of sideways trends in the market. And the reason being is we're having a leveling off in earnings this quarter and next quarter. And there's a lot of stocks that are in a holding pattern right now until they find out what the market and the economy are going to do after we get some numbers and some reports and some indications and some forward guidance from some of the top CEOs in America in coming weeks. Some are breaking out to the upside through that resistance. I just gave the example of AutoZone. I was going to feature TJ Maxx. We'll save that for tomorrow probably. TJ Maxx is breaking through. It's one of the few stocks that's actually breaking through. It had resistance at 70, and all of a sudden it's breaking through to the upside. That's a good sign. Patient walks in and the rosy red cheeks and the great blood pressure and looking better than he's looked in a long time. And the doctor's going to say, gee, why is he here? He looks pretty good to me. He's starting to break out. His health is coming back. And stocks are the same way. technical analysis is very important. And I think that's where the person that tries to manage their own account, man, they don't have time to do this every single day, to look at the charts, to interpret the charts, to notice when something is quite off or just beginning to look a little unusual in a stock. I think that's an advantage that I have. It's like the fishing guide that fishes the waters every single day. He's on the water every single day. He knows when there's a subtle change in the current. He knows when there's a subtle change in the water temperature. He knows when the moon phase is not right. He knows when the tides are not favorable. He knows when the fish have moved from one area to another area. He knows when they've stopped feeding on this type of fish and now they're feeding on crabs or whatever. And he knows how to adjust his fishing techniques accordingly because he's on the water every single day. And, you know, the weekend guy like me, I go out, I do my best, but I don't have near the advantages of the guy that's on the water every single day. So I mention that, obviously, because that's what I do. I'm a fee-based money manager. I don't put you into commission products that pay me big commissions. A lot of times I find that those commissions are in the salesman's best interest and not in the customer's best interest. Instead, I'm looking for those things that, boy, that I think are the best that I can possibly find at any given point in time, given your risk tolerance. I talked to a guy the other day. He was in his 70s. His son's in his 40s. Well, there's a big difference between how I would invest the two of them. One should be a little more conservative, and one should be a little bit more aggressive. That's why I have four or five different portfolios that I run here at my firm. Anyways, if you'd like to get more information on what we do here, how we manage money, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. We talk to a lot of people on a daily basis here at Gunderson Capital Management. And you can also follow along and kind of get acquainted with us through our newsletter. The newsletter goes out every single weekend. Come rain, shine, hell, or high water, we send the newsletter out. You can get on the newsletter mailing list at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And we'll be happy to send out the newsletter. It will try to keep you in the right places at the right time.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients
okay,
of Gunderson
take care.
Capital
we'll see you.
May have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.